learning to trust yourself more than the noise around you. I was so scared to like make the wrong choice. And so I just was like literally frozen. And like, this is where the decision fatigue comes in of just like, how do I go about this? Like, how do I adult? Like, how do I do anything really? Alrighty, I'm your host Hannah Cat. And oh, we have a special guest on the podcast today. This is Stuart. He is a micro mini golden doodle. This is Joyce's dog, but it's been so sad in the house because he's a little sad boy. So essentially what happened was, you guys know that Allie got married, my third roommate, and she moved out, and that included her dog, Finley. And so Finley and Stuart have grown up together since they were like, what, six, like maybe not even 6 months. I want to say 6 months, 6 months old. And so they've both been like really sad, and they had a little reunion yesterday and it was so cute. Like they were just like playing and, you know, just like being goofy. Finley got a little car sick though on his way here, like to our apartment. And so literally as soon as he came in, threw up on the couch. I was like, did I miss you? Not too sure. Because you know something I realized? I'm not really a dog person. I think I'm a, I like certain dogs and then that's it. Like I'm a Leo person. Like that's my OG dog. And I'm now a Stuart person. But Finley, not too sure about him. He is a little too chaotic for my liking. But blessings to the dog. He's okay now. He's no longer car sick. So we're okay. Also, I don't hate animals. I'm not a horrible person. I just have my favorites. And so, yeah, what's been up, guys? I am officially a half marathoner. I cannot believe that I've turned into one of those people that talks about running. Like, you guys should have seen me at Run Club yesterday. I was just talking about running and I was like, this is so annoying. Like, I can totally see if you don't run it being annoying, but it was so fun. I was like, oh, you guys know this like niche running brand too? Like, oh, let's talk about gels and how they affect our stomachs. So all of that happened. And it was super cool because at the beginning of the race, I got to meet a lot of like Julia's friends. You guys know Julia. She's been on the podcast. And yeah, it was just like nice being with experienced runners. Like we got there nice and early, like did our little pee breaks. Like some people had to poop. And so we went poop. And then I was like meeting some of her like coworkers and coworkers' friends. And then I met a cookie. He literally goes, what's your last name? And I was like, Lee. And he was like, wait, I like listened to your podcast. And I was like, oh my gosh, what? And he was like, yeah. So shout out Andrew, love you so much. Turns out we have so many mutual friends, guys. So this is a reminder to just come up to me if you see me. It's like always like so fun like meeting you guys. Also, like I'm a normal person. And then what have I been up to? I've been trying to like not lose the running bug because God knows if there's no reason for me to run, I won't be running. Like I keep saying I don't claim running. Like I'm not a runner. But then I feel like at a certain point, like you are a runner. Like what is that line? Like I'm just like, I feel like a part of me saying that I'm not a runner and I'm not a cardio girly is to like keep your guys' expectations low and to keep expectations low for me too. You know what I mean? Like if I'm like, oh yeah, I run, like you guys are expecting like a 9 minute mile. But if I'm like, oh, I don't run, I'm not a runner, I hate cardio actually, and then I come out with a 13 minute mile, then you guys are like, oh, but like you still did it, right? And so I think it's all been like a very psychological thing. But I feel like post half marathon, I'm kind of like, I run here and there, you know, so I'm like slowly becoming like a little bit more confident in it. And honestly, this entire week, guys, has been such an encouraging week. Like, so it started on Sunday with the half. And then from there, I was, you know, like kind of taking it easy Monday, Tuesday. And then went to the Apple store. I had to like return my old laptop and one of the guys who was working was like so helpful, so nice. And he was like talking about, you know, his life outside of working at the Apple store and just like his passions. Turns out we went to the same film school. Like we both went to USC. And he was just like so encouraging about the podcast. And I was literally like, I'm going to cry. Like, you know, when people, like strangers, are just like so nice to you, like, and it's not expected. Cause okay, I'm adding Apple Store to my places I get anxiety attacks list, right? Number one is Costco. Number two is when I go get my facials. Number three is the Apple Store. Like, literally, I hate going there. Like, yeah, you guys try to make it, like, clean and aesthetic. And, like, there's so many people in their little matching gear with the little cords, like, tucked into their little waistband. But I'm just, like, I fucking hate being in here. Like, I actually, like, really despise being in here because I just, like, go in and I start getting anxiety because it takes so long. And then he just, like, kind of made my day. And I was like, huh, like, so nice. And then I was leaving and they were like, oh, it's going to be $15 for parking. What? So I started having a bad day again, but whatever. And then what else happened? Oh, Joyce and I watched Challengers. Hated it. Did not like that movie. Like, why was I getting... I was literally getting carsick. You know what's actually... I was thinking about... One of the trends on TikTok lately has been, like, you and bestie, like, share your, like, secret lingo, right? Like, you know how, like, when you have a bestie or, like, a sibling and you guys just, like, kind of speak in your own language? And so I was thinking about this today. Like, me and my sister, rather than saying, like, motion sickness, it's always, like, carsick feeling. Or, like, instead of saying nauseous, it's always, like, I'm getting a little carsick. And I think it's just, like, so funny because my sister would get carsick literally every time we went in the car from, like, ages, like, 0 to 20. Like, it was like actually kind of ridiculous. Like, she would just always be like, I'm car sick. I'm like, dude, the car isn't moving. What are you talking about? And so where did that come in? Oh, Challengers. Why did they decide to put the camera on the ball? Literally, I was like, I'm car sick. Like, what the frick is going on? But yeah, didn't like the movie. And then what else happened? And I feel like I've just been running into people. Like, are we going outside now, guys? Because I feel like we're going outside a little bit. Like, it's just been a lot of mingling. I told you guys that I'm defrosting. And so just, like, trying to be in my extroverted era. Trying to, like, be a little busier. And, like, you know what actually is a conversation I had this past week that, like, has kind of changed my mood up for this past week has been I met up with June. You guys know June Summer Park. He was on the podcast. And like, homie's deep. Like, I love, like, when you, like, kind of get together with someone and they just have, like, important things to say. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, there are some hangouts I will admit that I, like, walk into and I'm like, I'm not saying anything important. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, the words coming out of my mouth, like, do they need to be said? No. Will I say them? Absolutely. Because y'all know, like, I like to talk. But, like, he was just talking about how, like, you know, he, like, went through a season of burnout and how some of the advice that he got from people was just like, rest, like, be in your rest and relaxation era, like, you know, just kind of like take it easy, like, you know, you have to like kind of refresh and all this stuff. And I was like, okay, and did you do that? Like, what were your takeaways? And he was like, I actually did the exact opposite. And I was like, oh. And he was saying that, like, for months he had been resting, he had been taking it easy, and so it wasn't working in, like, improving on the burnout. So he's like, I literally packed a day from 6 a.m. to, like, 10 p.m., like, meetings, 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 like, drove all throughout L.A., like, just kept myself so busy, and it got me out of my, like, little funk. And I was like, whoa, like, I think I need to try that, because I think, like, right, surface level, like, I'm good, I'm chilling, but I think underneath a lot of things, like, most of the time, I'm kind of burnt out, you know? And so I kept myself super busy this past week, and I feel like a jolt of energy. And like, maybe it's just like riding that momentum, you know, but I think it's been really important to just like use yourself as a little test bunny, you know, Oh, are we not allowed to say that anymore? Use yourself as a little petri dish. That's okay, right? Use yourself as a little petri dish and just like kind of figure out what works for you, right? Like they always say, like, take everyone's advice with a grain of salt, but like it's really true. Like it really is about like knowing yourself and kind of A/B testing. Like we do that on Hinge, right? Like when we make our profiles, we're like, what's gonna work, what's gonna draw in the attention, but like we never do that like with ourselves, or at least I don't. And so kind of experimenting with different levels of energy, different levels of activity, and like packing the day has been so good in just like doing a little refresh. Like it worked. Like shout out June, like it worked. And so yeah, I just like feel very like motivated, and like people believe in me, and have run into so many cool geese. Like ran into Andrew at the half, and then KRC, ran into Chrissy and Gina. Like Chrissy, I have a mutual friend with, and so I was like, oh hey, what up, and you know, like we met that way. And then Gina was like, I'm a cookie, and I was like, what, like what's going on? Love that we all have similar interests, and like maybe that we're going through similar things, because someone shared that the reason why they started listening to me is because they are also a hopeless romantic, and I was like, you know what's up. We got hope, and maybe a little too much, but you know what's up. And so, yeah, it was just like a jam-packed week, and I'm like excited for summer. Like, I just like feel great, and yeah, to just kind of keep the positive energy going. Today, I want to talk about building trust within yourself. And so kind of what I mean by this is like, I think over the years, like we start to lose trust in ourselves. And I, maybe this is just a me thing. Like if you trust yourself, cool, great, go for it. But I personally don't trust myself. And why did that happen? Because I think to myself, I've become an untrustworthy person, right? Anytime I'm like, I'm going to get up at 7 a.m. and go for a run, or like, I'm going to change my sleep schedule and like change up my entire like life and have a morning routine. So I'm going to wake up at 6 a.m. like I'm gonna be clean girl aesthetic, like I'm gonna go on this like crash diet and cut out all sugar and all carbs, and then like it's too extreme so we don't do it. And so right, like I'm so guilty of like making these super extreme, like super difficult like statements, and like holding myself to like honestly impossible standards, and like not meeting those standards. And like anytime you affirm not meeting those standards, it's kind of like affirming this like, oh, I don't have willpower, oh, I like don't trust myself, like, oh, I can't like stick to my word. And I think that like maybe this season has been about like building trust back into myself, right? Like never in a million years would I like be waking up voluntarily in the morning, like in the a.m., like in the actual a.m. Like I hope you guys know, like I love sleep. Like I do think that out of the deadly sins, sloth is probably the one that eats at my soul the most, right? Like I love to chill. Like I just love a little couch sesh. Like I have to bed rot like once a week. Like that's kind of like my refresh session, and that's fine, that's good. Like if I need to do that, like I'm gonna do that. Like don't you worry, like I'm gonna continue doing that. But I will say, like, getting up in the mornings and, like, kind of being productive from the morning, like, having time to, like, exercise in the morning, get the endorphins going early on, and, like, you know, just get your day started has been so nice. But this only happened because I did it, like, little by little, and because I'm not being, like, insane about it, right? Like, I think that, right, lofty goals and, like, thinking big and, like, all of that is great, but this is where the knowing yourself comes in, right? Like, you have to know whether or not you're, like, getting excited, maybe too excited about a certain thing, and, like, making false promises to yourself, because I think in that process, it makes it so that, like, you can't really trust yourself, and it's really about, like, building that, like, inner voice and inner confidence in you of being like, no, like, I said that I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do it, but, like, right, let's not set ourselves up for failure. Like, let's not set the impossible standard, because then, like, what is the point? Like, if anything, that could be more detrimental than, like, maybe just, like, not doing it at all, you know what I mean? And so I think that building trust within ourselves is really about, like, setting realistic expectations and, like, kind of adjusting to, like, where we're at and, like, what we need in those moments. But I also think it's about continual practice of, like, listening to your inner voice, right? Like, a phrase that I've been thinking about has been learning to trust yourself more than the noise around you. And I think that this happens, like, post-grad, right? Like, all throughout high school, my parents were here, right? They were always here. My parents had their opinions. They knew exactly what to do. Like, they were like, okay, we're going to do this club. You're going to play this instrument. You're going to be captain of this. Like, that's going to be your leadership experience. We'll sign you up for this SAT course. Oh, this SAT course isn't working. Okay, we're going to go to this one as well. Oh, they changed up the SAT format. You're going to do ACT? No, let's go back to SAT. Like, they had the system on lock. And so, like, once I got to college, I was like, oh, I kind of have to, like, figure this ish out on my own, okay? And so I'm just, like, sitting in college being deeply confused about what to do. And then I remember, right, like, I got an internship in sophomore year, and so that's, like, pretty early. And I remember going into that internship, and, like, it was a reality show that I was working on, and I was sitting there being like, I cannot believe I am editing Keeping Up as a job. Like, I can't believe people are doing this day in and day out as their full-time gig. And, like, no knock to people who, like reality TV. Like, I love reality TV. And I also very much respect the people who are, like, behind the scenes in that. But it was just, like, a shock of just, like, oh, my God. Like, is this going to be the rest of my life? And that's when I, like, went to my dad, and I was, Allie and Joyce can attest, I cried every single day of sophomore year. I literally would go to class, come home, go to my internship, come home, and cry on the phone to my dad. Like, it was every single day. Like, honestly, like, 30 minutes to 2 hours, no words. It would just be me crying on the phone. And, like, shouts out to my dad. Like, you're a superstar. You're a superhero. Because I feel like with my own kid, I'm going to be like, oh, my God. Just, you can cry on your own? That's so bad. But, like, it was just, like, deep confusion as to, like, what the meaning of my life was, like, what my purpose was, right? And so that's why I was crying. It wasn't because of the internship itself. Like, the people were very nice, but it just made me question the deeper things in life. And, like, I think because I was, like, always going to my dad for, like, counsel, and, like, it was truly an everyday thing. Like, that was 365 or 104 days summer vacation, so 104 365 minus 104. So 261 days of literal combustion. And so it made it so that, like, because I was always going to him for advice and counsel, yes, I love my dad and I'm glad he supported me. It made it so that, like, I couldn't trust my own instincts, right? Like, I think growing up with parents who kind of know what's going on makes it so that, like, it enables you a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a nepo baby by any means, but it makes it so that, like, you have people to rely on and people to, like, kind of make decisions for you. And so later on in life, I was deeply, deeply confused about how to make decisions. Like, I was so scared to, like, make the wrong choice. And so I just was, like, literally frozen. And, like, this is where the decision fatigue comes in, of just, like, how do I go about this? Like, how do I adult? Like, how do I do anything, really? And if it wasn't my parents, it was my friends, right? Like, I mean, still, I go to my friends a lot for advice. But there came a point where I was like, you know what? I feel like I'm enabling myself. Like, I'm making it so that, like, I can't trust my own instincts. And I don't like that. Like, it makes me feel uneasy when I feel like I can't just, like, be decisive and, like, go down that path no matter the consequences. And, like, I really think it just, like, took years and years of practice. Like, I think it's been, like, what, 4 years maybe since, like, I've learned to, like, make decisions for myself. And it has made it so that I internally know now what I want and what the answer is. Like, it's no longer me being like, okay, like, right, let's give y'all a scenario. Let's say one is dream company, but not the role that I want to be in, right? Like, I'm just like, oh, like, that's, like, long term, like, not what I want to do, like, though it'll get me in the door in the company. And then let's say scenario two is dream job, like, dream position, but it's not, like, the company that I want to be at, right? Between those two, I would be like, oh my god, I don't know what to do. Let me go to my dad. And he would pretty much just, like, be like, oh yeah, like, right, through a little bit of discussion, just be like, oh yeah, I think, like, choice A is the right choice. But then let's say, like, deep down, I feel like choice B is the right choice. And so it was like a mental, internal, and external battle of just like, what am I supposed to do? You know what I mean? And so in this whole, like, learning process, I learned that, like, about myself, in that I am so easily swayed by my parents, right? That is very normal if, like, you're used to, like, seeking advice from them. And so I was just, like, very easily swayed. And yes, my parents are very smart people, and they have a lot of life experience, and so it made it, like, so that's, like, natural. But I wanted to learn to make decisions on my own, and so this thing I started doing was I would make the decision and then tell them afterwards. And it made it, like, kind of hard, especially when, like, they didn't agree with the decision that I had already made. But I already, like, let's say I already, like, told the recruiter and I was like, yeah, I'm down for job B. And so I couldn't, like, go back on it. And I just had to, like, live with the consequences of my decisions and, like, the rewards of my decisions. Because at the end of the day, I am totally a believer in, like, it really doesn't matter the choice that you make, because your life and the universe will kind of, like, work around whatever decision you make. And so just make the decision. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck in this limbo period. And that's where you waste time. And that's where a lot of, like, the negativity comes from, is just, like, just being so, like, in your head, right? Like, y'all know that feeling when you, like, come back from a social gathering and you're like, oh my god, what did I say to this person? Like, oh my gosh, I was so embarrassing when I said this. Like, oh my gosh, did I offend this person when I said this? But, like, at the end of the day, hopefully they're not thinking about your comment as much as, like, they're thinking about the same thing, right? Like, where they're probably thinking about themselves. And so I started to make decisions and then voice to my parents what my decision was afterwards. And then same with my friends. I'm still going through it, but, like, I'm learning that, like, I have to make the decision on my own, because at the end of the day, I'm the only one who has the full picture and, like, the full scope and, like, understanding of the nuances that go into every single decision. And so nobody is going to, like, help you make those decisions. It's simply going to be affirming what you want to do at the end of the day. And so my solution to not listening and getting swayed by the noise around you has been to just cut it out completely. But maybe together right now, let's think through like what it looks like to listen to the noise around you, but not like listen, you know, like you can hear it, but ultimately you're just like, oh, that's just a factor I'm taking into consideration, right? I really do think it is about like knowing yourself. Like only you know what circumstances you're ready for, and only you know what you really want at the end of the day. And so ask yourself like why it is that you want to make whatever decision you want to make, choice B. Like be like, okay, could it be this, right? Like kind of play devil's advocate of like, do I just want to make choice B because it seems like safer? Or is that like actually what I want? Am I scared of something? And like, am I operating out of fear? Or is that actually what I want? Like, do I have a gut feeling about this? Or like, do I want to have a gut feeling about this? So I'm trying to convince myself that that's the right decision. Like maybe. Because we are really smart, right? Like humans are very smart. Some of them, only some of them. And so, but I know that all of y'all listening are very smart. So yes, we are very smart collectively. And so self-reflect and be real with yourself. Like, are you making up excuses because you don't want to do certain, make this certain choice? Like, are you making up a reason as to why you can't do something, right? Like, are you lacking the confidence, skills, like things that can maybe be learned? And for those of us like also on the other side of things, right? Like if you have a friend that you know is like easily influenced, I think that we play a very important role, right? Like hopefully that friend realizes that they're easily influenced, but also I would hope that you would use discretion when voicing your opinion because you know that they are easily influenced, right? So I'm gonna call out one of my friends. Hi, Allie. Love you so much. Thank you for letting me use you as an example, even though you don't know. But Allie's very easily influenced. She's less so now, like for sure. But like right after we graduated college, it was like she loves like getting opinions of different people, and everyone is telling her different things. And so she would get really confused, right? And so she started to learn that like I have to be careful who I ask, right? We can all do this thing, confirmation bias, where we go to the people we know that are going to give us the answer that we want to hear, right? Like that happens all the time, especially in breakups and just like very polarizing situations where we're just like, I'm going to just listen to the people who are like telling me what I want to hear. And so with Allie, yes, she would use a little bit of discretion and like, you know, making sure that the people that she's asking, it's a little bit of a tighter circle. She's not asking 40 people, but maybe it's like 7 now. And as a friend, there would be times where I would literally be like, I'm not going to tell you my opinion. Like, I don't think it's necessary. Like, you need to make this decision for your own. And I don't know if she appreciated it, but like, I hope that she did, because I think it's made it so that she's able to use discretion as to whether she actually even wants to know, right? Like, remember one of the guys that I was talking to? I don't remember what his nickname was. It wasn't Diet Coke. Oh, it was, Fried Provolone. Yeah, Fried Provolone. One thing that I really appreciated from him was, like, him asking me if I actually want to know. So, for example, I don't actually think it's super necessary to get all the details about an ex. Like, I kind of want to know, like, generally why you guys broke up, not in too much detail. Like, literally, I want one sentence, like, 7 words. And, like, how long you guys dated for, and, like, how long it's been since you broke up. Like, those are the 3 things I need to know, right? And so, with Fred Provolone, I remember we were, like, sitting in a cafe. This was really early on. And talking about his ex and like why they broke up. And he had like kind of blanket statement, like very vaguely just been like, oh, like there were just like some things we didn't like agree on. And I was like, oh, okay. What exactly was it that like you guys didn't agree on? And he like paused and he was like, okay, I'll tell you if you want to know, but can you think about first, like, if you actually want to know this? And I like thought about it and I was like, actually, I feel like it's like not that healthy of me to know exactly why they like decided to end things, because I think like he had told me like just enough information where I was like, okay, I know what's up. But like any more information, aka if he had like answered my follow-up question, it would have been like very detailed. And so that's one thing, is like, think about if you actually want to know the answer, right? Like, kind of pause and be like, hold on, let's not let the curiosity get the cat, and let's just like kind of pause. Like, we don't have to know everything. Like, I'm about moving in silence. Okay, you guys know that's not true. Literally the way that I will forget to be mysterious. But like, I really do appreciate that, because now I like use a little bit of discretion like when I'm talking to people, because I'm like, you know what, I don't need to know that. And so now I'm kind of at a point where like sometimes they will overshare, and so I want to figure out how to like make it so that I'm communicating like, hey, I don't need to know a lot of information. And maybe just that, maybe just being like, hey, I don't want to know all the details. Like, I don't think that like it's like necessary for me. But like just generally, like, why do you think you guys broke up? I think that's a good discussion. Because I am preparing to go on a date, so we'll see how that goes. I'll keep you guys posted. And also, speaking of like dating and relationships, I think it is so easy to like lose your voice in a relationship. Now, what I mean by this is like, it's not that like your partner isn't hearing you out or anything like that. It's more so like, I think a lot of times, because we like our partner so much, I hope you like your partner so much, you like really respect them, right? And so I think it could be easy, especially for us people pleasers, to kind of like take on their opinion as our own, right? Like, if they, as simple as like, oh, they don't like a movie, like, you know what, I don't think I liked it either, ? Or like, oh, you didn't like that restaurant? Makes me second guess if I like the restaurant. Like, I think it's like in those small things, and then eventually it like snowballs into bigger things, and your opinions become their opinions, and their opinions become your opinions, and then you're just like one person, and then you don't have like an active working brain that we've worked so hard to like educate and like develop as we mature as adults and people who have to function in the world. And so I will caution, like, in a relationship to like get away from like, maybe it's like groupthink, right? That's a psychology term, of just maybe challenge in a very nice way the thinking that is occurring within the relationship. Like, people are allowed to have differing opinions, of course, but I think it's just like so easy to like agree, and maybe this is the Enneagram 7, the enthusiast in me, but it's so easy to just agree. Guys, I was like freaking laughing yesterday because I got called out. And so at Run Club, like, met these new people. I'm just gonna like use their initials. And so S was like, oh yeah, like, I play pickleball. And I was like, oh, where do you play? And he was like, oh, I play in Glendale. And I was like, oh really, okay, like, where? And like, he started describing the place. He's like, yeah, it's like the one like by the Trader Joe's, like, it's by like this cross street and this cross street. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah. And like, mind you, nothing up here, did not know where this was, but I was just like, okay, it's really not that important to the story, I'm just gonna yes and it, and we keep going. And then his friend P next to him started calling me out. He was like, you have no idea where that is. And I was like, I really don't. And he started laughing. He was like, dude, that's literally so podcaster of you. And I was like, what do you want me to do? Like, I'm not gonna be like, I don't know where that is, right? Like, there's no point in shutting down the story. And so maybe it's the enthusiast in me that just like wants to be smile and nod, boys, smile and nod. But like, that's literally what happened. And so I was just like laughing, because like, I feel like that's like the first time I ever got called out. I'm just like, I'm just trying to play along. And like, maybe that's like a personality fault of mine. Maybe it makes me who I am. But like, sometimes it really pisses me off when people don't just play along. Like, I have a couple people in my life that be just like always wanting to fight. And I'm like, why? Right? Like, I'll just like make a stupid statement. Like, I was like talking about the challengers even like before I saw the movie, and I was like, oh yeah, like Zendaya's stunt double. And then this person goes, Zendaya didn't have a stunt double. And I was literally like, oh. And she, and this person was like, and I was literally like, oh. And then this person was like, yeah, like that's why she trained so hard and like worked on her form to get it perfect. And I was like, oh, okay. And I don't know, in my head I just would have played along. And so I was like kind of bothered by it. I was just like, whatever, like I'm just gonna let it go, it's really not that big a deal. Like, you could have just yes anded me, and or you could have just been like, oh my god, really? Even if you don't believe me, who cares? I don't have to know that you don't believe me. And so went on, and then guess what, I was on Instagram, she had a stunt double. So I had like DM'd it to this person, and I was like, guess what, she had a stunt double. Or I said Zendaya had a stunt double, and then this person goes, oh. And literally, I'm over here going like, you shut down the conversation for what? So that you could be right? Like, that's one thing that I just, like, this is where I'm like, okay, I want everyone to be like me. Like, I think that I am the best, and the way that I act is the best. And so I don't need to, like, project that onto other people. But, like, right? Like, sometimes I just, like, want people to play along. Like, I'm just like, just go with it. Like, it's literally not that big of a deal. Like, if the reason is like you have to be right, and that's the reason that like you are bringing up this like point, then like, oh my god, just take it. Like, if that's fine, like that's fine, I'll let you win. Like, literally, I'm not out here to like win and get my opinions heard, because I'm just like, it's not that serious. Like, I literally could care less if Zendaya has a stunt double or not. But then when you make it my issue, it becomes my issue. Okay. That's my little rant. I forgot where we came from. Oh, so I got called out yesterday. And then where were we before that? Oh, just like being cognizant on behalf of your friends, right? Like we forget sometimes, you know, to tell our friends, like, I want advice right now, or like, I just want to be heard. And so sometimes, like, it's helpful when the other person is like, do you want advice right now, or do you just want to be heard, right? And so it's kind of like a two-way thing, like, both parties participate, and it's just like, it's nice because both of you guys are like contributing to being cognizant. Also, I have a confession to make. In college, everyone started using the freaking word cognizant. And, like, what the hell is the difference between cognizant and conscious? Like, oh, you're being conscious of... Oh, I'm being cognizant of... And I'm just like, when did everyone start using this word? Like, I feel like it spread like a wildfire. Like, it was just kind of like, out of the blue, everyone just, like, loved the word cognizant. And I think it's kind of fun to say, right? A little Z action. And, like, the cogni is, like, kind of nice. But, like, I'm just, like, confused where that word came from. Because, like, before college, I never heard that word. And then all of a sudden, Marshall School of Business, everyone is saying that freaking word. So, yeah, just be a little cognizant. But that is all. That's all on my end. Trust yourself. Trust your instincts. Oh, what's that one Frank Ocean song? Don't try to be someone else. Don't try to be like someone else. Don't try to act like someone else. Be yourself. Be secure with yourself. Rely and trust upon your own decisions, on your own beliefs. You understand the things that I've taught you? And then we go into the don't use marijuana, don't use alcohol, don't use drugs, etc. All those things are very real. I think that's it for this episode. Thank you so much. I love you guys so much. Keep following Purgate Pod. Keep telling your friends about us. I love you so much. And come out to KRC if you guys want to run with me. And hopefully it makes me faster. Okay, bye.